This is KUT. A community activist asked the Travis County Commissioner's Court yesterday to shed light on how UT Austin's Dell Medical School spends taxpayer money. In 2012, voters approved a measure that raised taxes in the Central Health Taxing District and helped fund the new school. Part of the agreement is that the school would improve access to health care services for low-income people. And as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, advocates want to make sure that's happening.
Fred Lewis says Central Health has the power to do only one thing: provide health care to low-income people. During a meeting yesterday, he told the county commissioner's court that when Central Health dollars were given to the med school, there should have been assurances that they went to indigent care.
As a governmental entity, Central Health has to account for its taxpayer funds and properly document that the funds went to only statutorily authorized uses.
Lewis says millions have been doled out, and we don't know whether it all went to indigent health care. But Scott Wallace with Dell Medical School says this agreement was never supposed to be exactly like Central Health's relationship with other hospitals and clinics.
The mission of Dell Med and our relationship with Central Health is based on improving the health of our community. But the way that we're going at doing that is both through training physicians in a new model of care delivery and a new model of education, but also in terms of designing new models of care delivery.
And Wallace says the school has already started doing that. During a hearing, DelMed's Dean Clay Johnston told the commissioner's court the school improved access to specialty care like orthopedics for low-income people in the community, as well as a new perinatal program. But Fred Lewis argues just because the school isn't a hospital doesn't mean local officials shouldn't keep track of how money is spent.
And let me say this, the notion that you cannot provide documentation to support your services because you're not using a fee-for-service model, my expert friends tell me is just not so.
Lewis is asking for an independent third-party audit of past payments to the school and its arrangement with Central Health. He also wants to see more detailed accounting in the future to make sure money is going to indigent care. County Judge Sarah Eckhart says the court is looking into updating its accounting practices. And Scott Wallace with Dell Med says the school is also working with local officials to make sure they can fulfill their fiduciary responsibilities to the community.
And we're looking forward to being good community partners. We are absolutely, completely open to transparency, and we welcome the chance to build more trust with the broader community that's here.
Judge Eckhart says she and others will be reviewing the matter in the coming weeks. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.